Hello, listeners. Today we'll be discussing the joy of music in our everyday lives. This is the Anything Goes podcast. Music has always played a valuable role in my life. I used to listen simply for the joy of it, but now I try to see a deeper meaning in the lyrics and composition of pieces. Often, I find new music through the radio or simply listening to songs played in movies and shows. Another avenue where I find new music is through video games, such as the Fallout games, which utilize music from the 40s and 50s, which imbues the game with a deeper sense of both realness and nostalgia. Usually when I listen to songs on the radio, I listen while driving, which makes it a lot easier and a lot more soothing to enjoy the actual ride. Songs I listen to, such as the Rolling Stones and Monkeys, give a sense of relaxation, a sense of joy to the ride that I wouldn't previously have gotten if not for this. The music, although it's, some would say, a bit too energetic or too rock and roll to be enjoyable and relaxing, it still finds its way into my heart as something that's calm and sort of brings my mind to ease. This music, specifically the Monkeys, was passed down by my parents. So part of that was gifted to me, and so I kind of always had a connection to it. I also listen to jazz a lot while I drive. Driving usually gives me a time to reflect, a time to think while on the road. And so jazz music helps me process a lot of the emotions that you don't really get to process on a day-to-day basis. A lot of sadness and grief can be pulled through jazz, but also a lot of hope can be felt, and that I feel like is important, because without that hope, without that feeling of, you know, revival through jazz music, you kind of feel refreshed. You feel as though your day is a bit lighter, your mental load is not as heavy as it once was. That's why I often listen to jazz in the morning, even though it's, you know, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning. You're tired, you want to just be wherever you need to be. But a part of you just needs to take a step back. Just be in that moment. Be behind that wheel with the jazz music playing, specifically such songs as Marlowe's Theme. Fantastic song. Just really just allows you to spread out your whole vision of who you are. For even just a short nanosecond, you can see who you are, you can see a reflection, and that feeling of just being able to know who you are just allows you to just make your day so much easier, so much better. And that's the power of music. That's the power of being able to take all of that emotion, that trapped emotion, and being able to put it to something to good use. Not towards anyone, not towards anything, just towards your own soul. That allows for so much more to be done through the day, to be done through your life, and just to be done through the car ride. Something that simple. No matter where you find your music, whether that be through TV shows or movies, video games, or even just simply the radio, it's always important that you find yourself more and more music. No matter where or how you're doing, music is always an excellent way to help establish how you're feeling or just helping you move through something, especially work or driving. As a student, jazz music often helps me get through a lot of hard work, especially through nights when I barely sleep, and there's a lot of assignments due the next morning. It helps to just process everything, slows it all down to a reasonable pace, makes it easier to compress and move through the process of doing the work, instead of just having to rush through it with any other type of music. In my opinion, I believe that jazz music is probably the best thing you can listen to while getting through work. It gives a calm tone that allows you to just get into the work, you know what I mean? It just helps you melt in a way that just lets you become way more I guess enthusiastic about the work, if that makes sense. But it's a lot of a, it's a part of the process. They have to understand how you work best under certain types of music. Again, I work best under jazz, but other people might work best under more electric music, such as something as rock or techno or anything of that sort, where it's more energetic and has a greater vibe to it, or a more, you know, quicker vibe to it. But I believe jazz is useful because of its ability to just kind of pull you away from it for a second. Even if your head's still worried about the next assignment, you still have that ability to pull back for a second and see the greater picture of it. And being able to process each individual assignment at a slower pace can help just enable you to get through the work in a more efficient or simpler manner than previously with other work. While trying not to stress about work and college and all the craziness that's coming in the next few weeks, a great source of entertainment and relaxation is through video games, and it's also a great source of music. The Fallout series, which I mentioned earlier, harbors many great songs and songwriters from the 60s, which the Fallout series is based upon. The music from that series includes songs by Cole Porter, Bing Crosby, Billie Holiday, and other great classic singers from that time period. Some of my favorites are, of course, Anything Goes by Cole Porter, Accentuate the Positive by Bing Crosby, and Crazy Calls Me by Billie Holiday. These songs are just some of my personal favorites from the collection, but they're very emotional and very moving, because they always focus on different parts, especially through history. But in the case of the video game, it always brings a sense of realness to it that you don't really get from other sources of media. When you're playing through the video games, it often feels like you're actively there, and you get to experience that music as you're walking through this post-apocalyptic town. The last place I get music from is from movies, specifically movies from Disney. Disney usually has a fantastic catalog of music, from movies such as Moana to WALL-E, but specifically, one song from Ratatouille always makes me emotional. Le Festin, the main song of the entire movie, is a wonderful French piece of music that always resonates with me for its creativity and its authenticity to the piece, as well as to the movie itself. Being something as simple as a rat cooking could be so detailed and so exquisite as the song itself. And it always brings me to sort of calm state, just being able to listen through it a few times. And it even has a little bit of energy through it that gives it this sort of active vibe of working, while also giving it that delicate touch of French etiquette. Although we absorb music through many different sources, they often lead to the same answer. They help us relax. They help us de-stress throughout our day. And as a student, it has become incredibly important for me, specifically, to have those moments where I can de-stress. No matter where you find your music, whether that be through TV shows or movies, video games, or even just simply the radio, it's always important that you find yourself more and more music. No matter where or how you're doing, music is always an excellent way to help establish how you're feeling or just helping you move through something, especially work or driving. In our next section, we will be sitting down with another student and asking them some similar questions about how they use music to help through their work, especially during these stressful times. With college applications being due within the next couple weeks, it's definitely a very stressful environment all around the campus. So now we turn to our next section, the student sample. So I'm with a fellow student named Luke.
Hi.
And Luke, I was just going to ask you a few questions about the type of music you listen to while you study.
Oh, study music.
Yeah.
I like instrumental jazz, personally.
Yeah, I prefer lyrics, but.
But lyrics distract me when I'm studying. That's the thing. That's why I don't like, that's why I like instrumental.
That's interesting.
Because I don't sing along to it, because I can't.
All right. Do you have any examples of good instrumental?
Oh, no.
just, I just, whatever you find on YouTube.
I search up jazz on Spotify, and then pretty much the first thing that comes up. It's they play a swing jazz mix, pretty good. Jazz classics, absolutely. Jazz in the background, that's my favorite.
That's a great one.
Instrumental jazz mix, that's the one.
That's the one?
That's the one.
Well, I just had a few questions of just your preferences on music in general. When you're in the car, what music do you usually listen to?
White girl music.
White girl music, alright.
Actually, it depends. Like, I mean, this is my Spotify. I have Sweet But Psycho, which is very white girl. I have Careless Whisper, and I have Power by Kanye West right next to each other. There is no rhyme or reason to what I listen to, especially in the car. It's kind of just whatever I'm feeling.
Alright. How would that help you get through the day? Do you say that listening to music in the car kind of, like, helps you in any way, or gives you any sort of relaxation?
I drive faster.
Alright, well,
it's one. Dude, I mean, before. Like, okay, Careless Whisper comes on, that one part. I mean, come on. I'm getting here in 10 minutes.
Alright, moving on.
It helps me drive faster.
Do you ever listen to movies or TV shows and to pick up music from there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Can you list off a few?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Volume 1, 2, and 3, I got music from all three of those. These things are fantastic. I love James Gunn. Oh, Spider-Verse 2. The fact that they made music for that, and it's all good.
It's fantastic.
Into the Spider-Verse and Across the Spider-Verse.
We got to watch that together. That was an exceptional. Yeah.
Scare of the Dark, Summer. What's Up Danger, Sunflower, all from the first movie. And from the second one,
they Hummingbird.
Hummingbird is probably my all-time favorite. Calling, Home.
What was the first song in that?
It
was
Annihilate.
Annihilate. That's such a good one.
Fantastic song. It's a really good, like, pump-up song, too, I think. Yeah.
And moving on. Do you ever play any video games where the music inspires you, or do you have any personal favorites from video games?
From video games? I mean, I feel like the right answer is Doom.
Right answer is Doom?
Doom. Doom Eternal. That sound. Rip and Tear. Oh, my God. What an amazing soundtrack. Plus, I mean, like, again, Guardians of the Galaxy, that soundtrack, they had a band make music for that. They did covers, they did originals. Amazing. Mm-hmm. And also just, like, Minecraft.
Minecraft.
The amount of times I listen to Sweden.
What type of vibe do you get from that? What type of emotions or feelings do you get from that?
From Minecraft? From, like, I mean, they have some tense music, but it's never, like, scary. And it's really calming. That's kind of how the game is. You just go around, you collect stuff, and you build stuff. And it's fun, especially with other people. I mean, like, another memory I have with video games and music is the, do you remember how we had the Discord bot? And we played music on it? We'd all listen together.
Yes.
And we would put on hard rock, and we would just do that right before a boss battle. Something like that is fantastic.
On Discord, you have the ability to play music in the background as a group. So multiple times, we would listen throughout the night with our friends. We'd listen to hours and hours of lots of different rock music, especially...
Or the same song on loop.
Or the same song on loop. That also
listen to occurred. 7 hours of I'll Make a Man Out of You.
That's a great song, though.
I hated that.
That's a great song, though. You can't deny it. That's a great song, though.
I don't know how I feel about it now.
Okay, after like 7 hours, it does get a little repetitive.
We also listened to Sans Undertale for like 5.
Yeah, we did do that.
That was rough.
That was rough.
That was fun,
but
though.
You know, it's good memories, good memories. And I think the addition of music absolutely made it better.
Didn't we listen to that when we were playing Fortnite? This was like 8th grade or something.
Yeah, this was a few years ago.
That was terrible.
Yeah, definitely not like 2 years ago. That would be crazy embarrassing for high school.
Nah. It was like 3 years ago, I think. Yep.
Is there any other music that you really bring inspiration from and that you use in your everyday life to kind of help you process stuff?
No.
No?
I mean,
that's just not something that vibes with you?
I mean, music definitely affects emotion. It makes me, like if I'm, like, in, like, a mood or something, I'll listen to, like... I don't know, not necessarily like sad music, but something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like something to fit the mood.
If you're feeling this type of way.
Yeah, like if you're driving with your friends, you're not listening to Jack Johnson, you're listening to
I'll make a man out of you.
No. You're listening to, like, rock and roll or whatever. You're going on the highway.
That's always a great...
Like, you're not going down the highway at 80 miles an hour listening to, I don't know...
Jazz.
Jazz, exactly. You're listening to, like... I don't want to say what I'm thinking. You're listening to Minecraft music. Yeah. I think we've done that before, actually.
Yeah. On probably multiple occasions.
more than a few. That's rough, though. It's always fun.
Yeah, it's always a fascinating part where music and emotion usually ties together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other forms of music that you listen to that aren't, you know, like, normally accepted other than, like, video game music?
Nope. Not really.
That's fair.
I mean, I listen to everything, really. Like, if I go to my Spotify, I mean, I have, like, literally everything. There's indie, there's rock, there's funk, there's country, there's rap, soft rock, whatever. It's like the main thing is probably indie rock. I don't know. It's probably just regular rock. Classic rock, yeah.
Is there, in your opinion, is there a difference between, like, just the overall feeling from, like, indie rock than, like, you know, like, classic rock or, like, more popularized?
No, but I'll tell you what does hit hard. Irish music.
Irish music.
Irish music.
What does that make you feel? What does that bring to the table?
Oh, awesome.
And,
dude, they do, like, covers of, like, American music, but they bring in, like, Irish stuff to it, and it's some guy just singing with an Irish accent in Dublin.
Yeah.
And he's just on whiskey. It's great. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's a great bit of music. I mean, to each their own. Is there any other,
I love the Irish.
Yeah. Is there any other last remarks you have for, your opinion on music in general, how it affects you as a student?
As a student? I'm not late to school. I mean, like...
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Because I'm driving the freeway, and,
at a normal speed for a vehicle and...
Yeah, that's why I got a ticket. Anyway. That, and, I would say it does help me study.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time.
Oh, no problem.
And we will see you later.